Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Seattle Public Schools says that the parents cannot opt their kindergartners out of the LGBTQ instruction. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
So the U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled in a case called Mahmoud versus Taylor, which centered around whether Muslim, Catholic, Jewish, and other parents can request exemptions for their children from attending these classes with this sexualized curriculum, with this LGBT agenda in it. And the court ruled in favor of the parents. But now you're saying that the Seattle Public Schools is saying otherwise?
Yeah, and in fact, that particular case actually had facts that involved kindergarten, because what the Montgomery County Schools did was they had a upper grade sex ed curriculum program that by state law allows people to opt their kids out if they didn't want to participate and have some other alternative. So what Montgomery did was they actually put the LGBTQ curriculum going from kindergarten all the way through high school, and they put it in a literature course so that it's a mandatory course to graduate. And therefore, you could not opt out of this mandatory course.
That's part of your core
curriculum. Mm-hmm. The United States Supreme Court said, the parents have a First Amendment religious free exercise right to opt their kids out if they have religious objections to this LGBTQ indoctrination.
Yeah, you remember that one student, I think she was slated to graduate, and she would not take that class. And they were saying, well, you can't graduate.
And she had, I think, a 4.3 GPA. So she did honors courses, AP courses to get above 4.0. And they wouldn't allow her to graduate. Now, the case came down. So that should settle the case, should settle this issue, but not for Seattle. So Seattle, Washington, Seattle Public Schools said parents are not allowed to opt their kids out of the LGBTQ inclusive instruction, which includes teaching kindergarten students about transgenderism.
Of course, gender confusion, transgenderism isn't really real. But so what are they just saying, that the Supreme Court was just piping hot air?
You know, well, they're going to lose this case. They said, while parents can request an opt-out form from comprehensive sexual health education, this does not include other pro-LGBTQ content, which is exactly what the happened in the Maryland case, at the Mahmoud case.
Yeah.
And they go on to say, instruction about, cannot be opted out. So the Seattle Public Schools state there is no option to opt students out of learning about particular identities or groups of people. This guidance is reinforced by the state superintendent's office, the policies of other major urban districts, including the state of California and New York. Okay, so they're looking to other states. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
And the outcomes of federal cases around the country. We celebrate all students at SPS. I don't think so. You're not celebrating Christian faith-based students.
No, I mean, in President Trump and the Department of Education, he's made it very clear there are only two genders, and we will not be promoting otherwise in our educational system. But did these people not get the memo?
Well, you know, Justice Samuel Alito, when he wrote the Mahmoud case, said, quote, "A government burdens the religious exercise of parents when it requires them to submit their children to instruction that poses a very real threat to undermining the religious beliefs and practices that the parents wish to instill." He goes on to say, "And a government cannot condition the benefit of free public education on parents' acceptance of such instruction," close quote. You can't be more clear than that.
Yeah, but you see how hard they're trying to push this agenda, this LGBTQ agenda, normalizing it in children as young as kindergarten.
Yeah.
If we can normalize it in them, then we can continue to accomplish what we've set out to do.
So they said, you know, they want to teach kids about particular identities and groups of people. Well, what they're talking about is not male and female, boys and girls. They're talking about whatever confusion that you concoct in your head or what they want to confuse kids with. And so in kindergarten, that is so offensive for them to have the audacity to think that they can tell your kindergarten son or daughter about some confusing nonsense that they're not either male or female, that they are whatever they may want to be, and they shouldn't identify yet as male and female because it's too early. You might be neither. You might be a combination of both. Who knows what you are, but you can identify with whatever you want to be.
Yeah, in this district, in the kindergarten section, they have a book, and it's introducing Teddy, okay? And Teddy introduces the youngest readers to understanding gender identity and transition in an accessible and heartwarming story. So the teddy bear tells his friend, "In my heart, I've always known that I'm a girl Teddy, not a boy Teddy. I wish my name was Tilly, not Thomas." And the friend affirms that belief. So first graders, meanwhile, read My Princess Boy, about a young boy who likes to dress up in girls' dresses. The theme of boys' cross-dressing continues into second grade when students read a different book called Jacob's New Dress. This is absurd.
This is absurd, and it's very damaging. It's very destructive, and it directly undermines the rights of parents. And this is exactly what the Mahmoud case came down on the side of parents. Sarah Perry, a legal scholar with the Department of Education, or I should say with Defending Education, not the Department of Education, explained the importance of the June ruling, saying it should act as a directive to every American school district, notify parents of controversial material, and provide them the opportunity to opt their children out, especially if you provide opt-outs for other curriculum or other reasons, but exclude opt-outs for religious objections, close quote. So in this particular situation, Seattle Public Schools are taking a different approach. They're literally actually defying the United States Supreme Court.
And why do they think they're an exception to all of this?
You know, Seattle, not all Washington, but Seattle, it's the liberalized area. Not all of Oregon, but Portland, Multnomah County. Those places, and it's not all of California, it's these liberalized cities, liberalized urban areas that think that they are above the law, and they're pushing this radicalized LGBTQ agenda.
Well, I just pray that parents in these different areas will band together, rise up, and speak out against this and possibly sue the school district.
You know, amazingly, we have a president, Donald Trump, who has been very, very pro-religious freedom, and he recently spoke at the Second Religious Liberty Commission in Washington, D.C., where our client, Justin Aguilar, valedictorian, spoke regarding the censorship that he faced during his graduation speech. He was able to give it because of his just amazing character. But President Donald Trump at that Religious Liberty Commission said, quote, "America was founded on faith, and when faith gets weaker, our country seems to get weaker. And under the Trump administration," he continues, "we're defending our rights and restoring our identity as a nation under God. We are one nation under God, and we always will be."
And he's previously said there are only two genders, male and female. After all that nonsense and garbage that the Biden administration was pushing, National Transgender Day or whatever, that's out the window. That is a defiance of our founders who died and sacrificed for this country to be founded on faith, not this ridiculous disillusion that they're trying to push.
In his presidential acceptance speech on the inauguration day, he actually said that there's two genders. And then within minutes of taking the office oath, the White House front page was changed to say that the policy of the Trump administration is that there's two genders, male and female. There's two sexes, male and female. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was incredible. And as a result of that, there's a trend that has been pushing back this radical gender confusion ideology. And you see the casualties of Bud Light. You see the recent casualty of Cracker Barrel, which, by the way, It's more than just their logo. They've been going down that road for 10 years, so they need to do more than go back to their original logo. They need to have a house cleaning of their CEO and other staff members, because they've been pushing this radicalized LGBTQ agenda for decade or more. But the people of the country are rejecting that nonsense and say, no, you know, they're two sexes. It's pretty simple. It's male and female. And we need to protect our kids and strengthen the rights of parents. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.